I heard once that before you can know where you're going, you have to know where you've been. And so before we progress any further, I'd like to take some time out to show you a little bit of who I am and where I come from. Thank you. You see, I grew up living on the cusp of two cultures. One minute, I'd see mom and dad kneeling at that altar. The next, they throwing dishes. Is this really my father? Well, that instant, my faith in him, it first faltered. Yet one of my first memories, it was seeing him cry as he tried in vain to stop the tidal waves that were flowing from his eyes. He left his country at 29, hoping to find a better life. And by 49, he wished he could rewind time because he couldn't be at home when his dad had just died. Back then, I was 5. At the time I wrote this, 19. Just recognizing that it's not always clear what's the right thing to choose. With all these tests life puts you through, pop, sometimes it scares me how much of myself I see that I got from you. But that just might do. Our fights, we've had a few. You never approved of the dudes who ran in my crew. I hated that you worked nights, but at home we just argue. You still taught me to hold my head high and to stand on my own too. I've got your pride too, to never bend a knee in submission. I hold my position. I'll be a victor, not a victim. But ain't it ignorant? Just two letters make all the difference. And how they spell out words with such deferring definitions. And they'll judge by equally thin lines to slap one or the other on you to give your whole life a description. So don't listen to doubtful opinions on your visions. They just jealous and vicious. Trust intuition with your wishes, which is the trick to spit this. But frick it, I ain't perfect. I usually drown these issues in liquor. If they resurface, then I run. But I've learned that they'll just keep chasing me quicker. And see, I once lost my voice, thinking no one was hearing me, like a tree falling with no noise. But why this would I be sharing? Because with little disparity, I know you feel this despair in me. And I just think it's funny, so many of us suffer from solitude that we could all find solidarity. You see, I am my dad, just another worker struggling to get his work heard, and wondering what this world's worth, praying that these words circle the earth, cause sometimes it feels like it's you versus the universe, and that's perverse, and so I spread my love by spreading my hurt. I touch your soul by putting a piece of mine into every verse. And this is Drunken Poetry.